if that doesn't get your toe tapping, if that doesn't put a little smile on your face, I don't know what will. Other than this announcement, I tell you what, I'm proud as a brand new papa right now. We have been the number one contractor referral network in Phoenix for 10 years, far outpacing any other competitor. Well, just Thursday night, we won number one homeowner favorite resource in Tucson, Arizona. And not only did we win number one referral service, but our partners, New Frontier Painting, Rebath of Tucson, West Coast Roofing, Connecticut Water Treatment, Joel Kahn from Tierra Antigua Realty, Arizona Foundation Solutions, Ram Jack of Arizona, Overhead Door of Tucson and Southern Arizona, and Omni Pool Builders, all Rosie certified service providers, we all won. So that just tickled me to death. Let's get back to topic.
In studio with Clay Jansen of Focus Insurance, talking through all the different elements of security that relate to or that insurance can help. The first part of the program, we've been going through things to look for that will save you money on your policy or keep you from getting canceled. Is there anything else we're missing in that before we go to inventory?
No, I think we covered a lot of good ground there. And if anybody has any questions, feel free to call us. If there's follow-ups at the office, we'd love to be able to chat with you.
And what I do want to hit safes real quick. You know, we've got, is there a home safe offer anything on your insurance?
I have never seen anything. Where, okay. You mean like a discount kind of thing? So I haven't seen anything from an insurance perspective, but holy smokes, a great idea. Keep those important papers safe. Keep those wills or estate planning documents safe, right? Bank account information, maybe passports, you know, things like that. Or keep your valuables safe when you're away from home, right? We have a lot of clients that maybe lock up those extra valuable things. And we can talk about that here in a few minutes, which is what is covered and isn't covered from a loss perspective with jewelry and some of those smaller items that can disappear if your house gets broken into.
And so why wouldn't they be covered?
So there's a limit. There's definitely a limit on different types of items that you might have in your home. Let's talk about jewelry for a second, right? A lot of insurance companies have what's called a blanket policy. So you might have $2,000 worth of coverage for jewelry, but what they don't really get into as well, it might only cover per piece $250 a piece or $500 per piece up to a total blanket coverage of $2,000. Well, what if your engagement ring or your wedding ring is maybe $2,000 all by itself? Well, the problem with that, right, is the insurance company might only cover up to $500 if that item gets stolen. So you definitely want to kind of really look at those coverages in your blanket policy, and you really want to read that fine print in your policy, in your insurance policy, your homeowner's policy, which is, what is my art? What is my jewelry? What about my guns? We don't have a whole lot of furs here. People don't own a lot of furs here in Phoenix or in Tucson, maybe up in the North Country. But there are limits the amount of the dollar value that each of those things has. So the other way to approach it, right, if you do have one of those items that maybe is a little bit more than that limit that the policy would cover, you can definitely buy what's called a floater on your policy or a specific coverage for that item. And that's going to require maybe a receipt or an appraisal, a recent appraisal. So again, kind of thinking back to jewelry, right? If you just bought that wedding ring, right, you're getting married, definitely call up your insurance agent, your insurance company and say, hey, I want to schedule this. I want to put a floater on this. I don't want it just on my blanket coverage. And with that appraisal or with that receipt, they'll be able to add that on there. And this is really where it gets important. If that item gets stolen, either way on the blanket or the schedule, it's going to be covered, which is good news. But what if you've got that piece of jewelry and you're at the grocery store, your spouse, right, is at the grocery store or you're at the grocery store and that rock just jumps right out of that, right, that ring and it gets lost? It will only be covered if it's scheduled on a floater because getting a ring or a piece of jewelry lost isn't what we call a covered claim. It's not fire. It's not theft. It's not hail damage, right? So having it scheduled, extra important, specifically when you're dealing with things like jewelry and other collectibles.
Now, is there anything if I've got some family heirloom jewelry that yeah, we can get, you know, full coverage on.
Oh yeah,
some
absolutely.
Of those stuff
yes.
is irreplaceable.
Yep. So I would definitely say yes. You're going to want to step one, call your insurance agent or company. They're going to have a very specific list of what they're going to require. Often, it because it's family heirloom, you don't have a recent receipt. So you're going to probably want to take that to step two, right, which is go to a local jeweler, somebody you trust, or maybe somebody that's in your network of friends, maybe can point you in the right direction, and get an appraisal. And then that's what's going to be the what's called agreed value at the insurance company, right, that you're both going to agree through the appraisal process what that's possibly worth. And then they can literally put on your policy all of those items individually, and then heaven forbid if something happens, you're covered. Yep.
Very good. Now, you... home inventory, how critical is that in a fire burglar loss?
Yeah, definitely.
Situation?
We're talking about security here. So, in a theft situation, this is vital. We cannot stress this more. There's a real need with when you have that claim. The insurance company is flying blind. They don't know. They haven't been in your house, right? They haven't had a chance to see what you own. And now it's gone. So, we need to connect the dots, right? We need to connect the dots from before it was stolen to helping the insurance company make sure you get the right value right back for that item. So home inventory is the way to connect those dots. And home inventory can be as simple as getting out a sheet of paper, writing down all those items that you have. Holy smokes, that's a whole lot of pencils. You'll be sharpening that pencil probably most of the day. But that's a good way to get started, is just start writing things down. Hey, I've got a certain TV brand. It's a certain size. I bought it at this certain location, right? So that the insurance company knows, hey, if those things get stolen from your home, they can come up with what's called a replacement cost, right? And then that way, when they give you the check, you can go back to, right, your local favorite retailer and get that new TV. But there's so many more great ways to do a home inventory.
I'll tell you, Romy found this Home Zada.
It's an amazing app.
And when I came home from the hospital, I had a lot of time on my hands. I took my iPad, logged into Home Zada, and I inventoried the entire house. And they made it incredibly simple. A picture of each wall, of each room. It asks you, is this a painting? Is this a TV? And they've actually updated the software even since I've done that. So that Home Zada, I mean, you take a picture of every piece of jewelry and a short description. I think I bought this for Jennifer at such and such a place at such and such a time and paid such and such of this.
And
it was incredible.
It's one of those things, if you're going to do a photo inventory, it's actually easier with a smartphone than with a desktop or a laptop or a desktop or an iPad would work good, because
iPad was great.
If you're in the app and you activate the picture function, it takes the picture right into the app, so you don't have to manually upload them later.
Oh,
you just
wow.
pick, here's what bedroom I'm in. Activate the camera and then just, you know, do a panoramic 360. And they have what you're talking about, the update in technology. And I'm not going to get into this too much, because next month is the digital home month, and we're going to have them on a segment in each 9 o'clock hour next month talking about all the different aspects of this app. But with facial recognition technology, they're creating item recognition technology. So if you take a picture of the TV, it knows this is a TV, and then you can tell it, you know, it's an LG plasma, yada, yada, yada.
Well, I can guarantee every single Arizona homeowner this one thing. If you ever have a loss for whatever reason, the first thing that's going to come to your mind, did I inventory?
If it's not the first, it's going to be the second thing.
Clay, if I had to just try to, if someone got in my garage and rolled out the rolling toolbox and loaded it up and just took it away.
The dollar bills that just went right out the door.
And there isn't a chance in a million that I could remember every single tool that's in that rolling
tower.
And
you should see insurance companies try to read your mind. They're not going to be able to read your mind, and they're not going to know unless you've had it written down. And I can't say enough about that Home Zada app. I've actually signed up for it personally myself. We had a great pool remodel done by a Rosie partner, Above and Beyond, and they were amazing. And I wanted to start cataloging stuff right away, and it is so easy. When I logged in through your website, I think it's under the homeowners resources, it even popped up a little discount code. I mean, there's a free option. There's a discount code. It is amazing. so, the functionality. So if you want to write it down and go old school, get started right away today. If you want to check out the app, I can't say enough good things about it. And then guess what? You can download that information if you have a claim. You give it right to the insurance company. Pictures, videos, a list, approximate values. I mean, the insurance company is just going to, they're going to be able to process your claim so much more quickly. And you, as a homeowner, are going to be so much happier when you're getting the fair value of your goods. And there's no argument because you have pictures from your house, right, downloaded, super easy. Yep.
And the last thing I want to say before I completely lose my voice is if you've been robbed and you have a claim, you have to know that the thief knows you now have all brand new stuff 9 months later. So it's statistically correct that if you've been hit once, you're very likely or you're more likely to get hit a second time. So please, and we've been hit, and 2 years later, I'm looking for a tool or something, and I think, well, that must have been another one that they took.
Yeah,
that
disappeared.
I never filed
That's
for.
That's right. You know? That's right, and you add it all up. I mean, it's $5 at a time, adds up really quick. You know, $10 tools, $20 tools, and you've got a few grand right there real fast.
Home inventory.
And the inventory side of Homezada is free.
That's right.
So you can do all this without any out-of-pocket
That's right.
cost.
Yep, absolutely.
If you want to sign up for the premium, it's $60 a year, $5 a month, and that opens up the home maintenance side of it. It allows you to do the project management like you did with your pool
yep.
remodel. It starts helping you think with your home. Okay, here's what I need to do next. Here's what I need to do next. And there's a finance side that's a learning thing that gathers information from your neighborhood, so it'll give you a range. All right, I need a new roof. Here's what new roofs in your area of the same size are going for. So it'll give you a frame of reference about the big ticket items that are coming and what they're costing in your neighborhood. So it really helps you plan. And then you can use promo code Rosie when you check out, and that'll save you 25%. So for $45 for the year, you've got this incredible tool that is going to give you a competitive advantage in a seller's market if you've got two homes next to each other and they've got one home we don't know anything about and you've got your chronicle of, you know, here's everything that's been done on the house. Here's the maintenance plan already built in for a new homeowner that doesn't know anything about home ownership. That's going to be a really handy competitive advantage on a seller's market.
So I think it's worth it just for the home inventory.
Yeah.
I mean, but everything else that comes with that app is just value add. It's amazing.
Oh, it's $45. It should save you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, you know.
And time, right? Everybody forgets how much time it takes when you have a theft at your home and things get stolen and you're working with the insurance company. My heart goes out to folks that navigate that. It can be tough. It's emotional, and it's also, it just takes a lot of time. And anything you can do in advance, right, in preparation before something like that happens, definitely take a little time to do the home inventory because it'll save you a lot of time if something does happen to you.
RosieOnTheHouse.com/app will get you right there to the sign up page. So on the home inventory, we've got that covered. When we come back next, I want to talk about individual insurance for equipment breakage, because I think that is one of the best investments a lot of people can make.